I don't know. Like, was there a big difference between it? I can't even remember.
Well, one has Run DMC in it, and the other doesn't.
Right, but how does the Run DMC version go? I don't know if I remember it.
It just is Run DMC. They're rapping. Like the Beastie Boys. But they were first, so like Run DMC.
I don't know. I don't know which one. I probably like the original Aerosmith.
Yeah, me too. And I don't like Aerosmith, but their version is just better.
Oh, I don't like Aerosmith either, but...
Really?
That's my dad's like favorite band. One of his favorite bands.
Don't get me wrong, I don't dislike them. I just would never go out of my way to listen to them.
I don't like them.
Don't like them?
Like AC/DC? Don't like them.
Yeah, but that one's different.
I like Thunderstruck. That's it.
Thunderstruck!
The intro, it kind of gets you. You're like, you want to like go fast or punch.
TNT!
No.
Dynamite!
No.
TNT!
No Bon Scott. I don't like his voice at all.
I know. I hate his voice so much. It's like the worst voice.
They're like, you know what? Our one worst singer of all time died. We need to find the second worst singer of
all
time.
Who's the worst singer of all time?
Bon Scott. He was the first singer for AC/DC. He died. And then they found another singer, Brian Johnson.
That sounds just like him?
They don't sound alike, but they're both really bad singers. They sound awful.
How does he sound?
He wants a fast machine. Oh my god, dude! Like,
why don't I? Why can't I?
You can't tell the difference.
No, I'm like, oh, what? What year was the era of each one of them?
Well, it was like, I think it was like the first three albums was the first guy, and then Back in Black was Brian Johnson, the new singer.
Cause I'm Black in Black.
Yeah.
Cause I'm Back in Black. They sound the same, dude.
No, they don't. They don't sound anything alike, and they're both terrible in their own ways.
Well, welcome, everybody, back to the Wash Up Gamer Dad podcast.
Oh, wow, we're in it.
Yeah, we're in it now.
Welcome back, ladies and gents and other.
It's been a minute, but we're not going to talk about the time because we are doing what in typical Washed Up Gamer Dad fashion is to... get to the things when you can get to them.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing with this, so...
And we're going to pretend like no extra time has elapsed, because it hasn't.
Yep, not in our brains.
Not in my brain. We're back to it.
We're back in black.
I live in the present. Yeah, we're back in black. And gray.
So,
And what color are your pants, actually?
These are green.
Can't tell.
Yeah, I know. This is good gin and tonic.
It is very good, man. You made this super good.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good gin and tonic maker.
You should be a bartender.
I should like, just be a bartender?
Like as your side hustle.
As a side hustle? I work like 50 hours a week. Where am I going to get a side hustle in?
Well, you just cut back at work.
You can't do that.
I know you can't. Let's say you can cut back at work and then just every weekend...
Because like
you work at a bar and then you make like $1,000 a night for two nights.
I mean, I could cut back if I step down.
Right? Oh yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
But then I would make significantly less money.
Yeah, and then the $1,000 would just be like catch up money.
Like, what if I? Yeah, and I really prefer mustard, to be honest. What if I, open up my own bar?
Whoa. And how many people would come to it? Same amount of people that listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Got them.
That's just enough.
Wait, that got me too.
That's just enough.
Shoot.
More people listen to the podcast than probably look at either of us post on our social media.
True. So true. I don't really post, though.
Me either anymore. I only post like pictures of
our wives are in it to win it though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They be posting. They but it's it. Like cutesy stuff that they post.
Yeah, they love doing that sort of stuff.
I don't really like posting.
But we're washed up,
stuff.
So we won't really post anymore.
Yep.
So how's the grind been, my friend?
I'm back on my grind. I'm exhausted. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I'm very tired.
Yeah, you sound tired.
I'm like, it feels like I'm always tired. Like, I wake up and I'm like, I'm asleep in the shower and I get to work and I like finally wake up. And then by the end of the day, I'm exhausted and then it just repeats over and over again.
Isn't it the worst too? Like, I don't know if it's like this for you, but like when I'm on that like work grind and I'm like, I'm like tired and I feel like I'm just working, I'll get this like huge burst of energy at work and I'll feel great and everything will be good. I'm chugging along. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to be good when I get out of work. I'll feel great. And then like,
you sit as down the in the
time,
car?
Yes. As the time yeah. comes near the end of your work. And then you're like, oh, all of that energy was just expounded at work. And now I have nothing.
No, mine happens. Like I decompress in the car back to home and I'm like, all my energy is just sapped. I don't know. It's weird. Because I'll be fine, and then I'll sit down in my car and turn it on, and I'll be like... Exactly. But it's good, because it'll be okay. It'll be over soon. I know the busy season's coming up for me, but...
Your work, not life.
Yes.
The way that you worded that sound...
Yeah, at work. You made it sound so dramatic. No. Nothing else is coming to an end. It'll be over soon. Except for the work... The extra working, because two new people are training right now and there's three more people that are coming in. So we'll have extra coverage to where I won't have to work every day or 6 out of 7 days.
That'll be good.
You know what I mean? Like I'll get 2 days off instead of one or none days off.
Right. And then you can go back to like doing your normal route times. And
I can, yeah. And yeah, I won't have to do two routes in 1 day or whatever.
I know that you said the way that you get paid is based off of like the average time that it takes to do a route or something like that, kind of in that.
It's just however they evaluate the route.
So lately, do you just not get paid more if it?
I get paid like, so there hasn't been a time where I haven't finished in my evaluated time the route.
Right.
But if I start another route, it goes on to that route's time. So like, if I'm doing a full route and then like an aux route, which is like half a route, I'll get paid for a route and a half.
Okay.
So I'll get paid for both routes in full. So that's just what it is. And if I'm like splitting other routes with people, once I'm done with this route, I get paid for this one in full. And then the next one, I get paid hourly until I'm done with whatever I'm doing.
I gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's really a win no matter what. Except for my time and energy is a lose.
Well, that's also the problem with like having a job where the
busy season's coming up. So
this isn't even the busy season. Mm-hmm. That's the worst part.
I know. This is supposed to be the calm before the storm, but they decided to add another Prime Day randomly just to mix it up.
Which probably wouldn't have been as bad as it was if it wasn't for the fact that you didn't have enough help.
I know, yeah, we didn't have anybody.
Which just makes it even better. Mm-hmm. It's just like the coup de grace.
Yeah, it was bad. The coup de grace?
Yeah, but it's called coup de grace.
Coup de grace?
That's how it's pronounced, yeah.
It's not coup de
grace? I always thought it was coup de grace, too. But
you're shitting me.
Coup de grace.
You're shitting me.
I always thought it was coup de grace.
No, I didn't. I knew it
was
Degrassi.
And I was
Degrassi.
Like, oh, Degrassi, dude. I hated that show when I was
growing
up.
Yeah, I love Drake when he's in a wheelchair.
Only when he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. Otherwise. Hey, what about you? How's work going?
Are
you back on your grind?
I've never not been on my grind.
Okay.
Work has been fine. My, like, partner in my area, like for the last 2 weeks has been on like PTO.
So you've had to do double job.
It's not really double. Like it doesn't work the same way.
You don't take their responsibilities?
Well, no, because we both have the same responsibility.
Oh, I see.
So it's more like though everything falls on me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Somebody can't come and ask them.
Yeah, it can't
because
be like a split.
Only you that they can ask.
It's not like a split thing. If I'm not there, then nothing gets taken care of because there's no one else there to make sure the other things get taken care of. So that's kind of like how it works for us. But it was that was a little frustrating. And then
because you're like, I bet you at one point you're like, does anybody else work in the building?
I know.
Or is it just me? Because you get every question.
Well, also,
and like all the responsibilities for that. So it's like everybody's hounding you for answers. And you're like, can you guys just leave me alone?
Well, and then like you have to think. So for me, like I am the lowest on the totem pole for like managers. And the way that it works for us is, and by lowest on the totem pole, I don't mean like in terms of power. I mean in terms of like time off, because all of your time off is based off of how long you work for the company.
Oh, okay.
So so they're like, there's like four people there that have max PTO days, which is 36 days a year.
Damn.
Which is 5 days in a week. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. And so you basically got 8 weeks.
Yeah. That's pretty sick nasty, bro.
So
that's nice.
But the thing is that I have four.
Yeah.
And so all of them take like during this time frame, like in the summer and like between summer and now, yeah, they're taking like a week off a month.
My God.
So like in some months there's like two of them off. So like this last month I've been just like one of the staples because
it's all you, baby.
Because the only time I've taken off so far this entire year, like other than like one day for my son's birthday,
yeah,
was when I went to Ireland.
So everybody looks at you like you're the guy, though.
So yeah, well, yeah, and so like I'm tired, and yeah, I would want my days off, but now because it's coming into my busy season as well.
Yep, it is.
We basically for the next two until from November to December, like through December, like basically until January, yeah, is almost like, well, a blackout period for time off.
You get the after Christmas sales, yeah, too, so like you're gonna be busy.
So like I can't even take my rest of my, I have, and our year refreshes like the end of January, like February 1st, and if you don't use your PTO, it just goes away. Ooh, only 5 days transfer.
Wait, how much do you got left?
2 weeks.
Oh, you're gonna lose.
Oh, sorry. 14 days, so I have almost 3 weeks.
14 days?
Yeah. No, I five roll over.
I thought you just said you lose them all.
No, you lose all except for five.
Okay.
Like, so five can roll over.
That's fine.
And so I'd lose 9 days, but I'm going to put in some days in January.
Are you
going to
pepper them in?
I'm just going to throw them. I put 1 day in December just to like break up 1 week before Christmas.
Wait, so what is yours? Is it like cut off at April? Is your, like, you're renewing for whatever?
No, it's February.
It's February.
Yeah. So I basically I have to get all my days in January.
Okay. Yeah, do it.
So I took, like, a...
Why February? That's just, like,
A lot of retail's fiscal years start February.
Oh, okay.
Like, a month later. I don't know why.
That is weird.
It is weird, but I have no idea why. That's just when they start.
So you said your lowest totem pole for time off, but what about the totem pole of your employees' hearts? Are you number one? Are you high on the totem pole?
I'm pretty high on the totem pole.
Okay. See, that's what really matters.
Yeah.
I mean, time off is really super cool.
Yeah, having paid time off is pretty cool.
Maybe I changed my mind on that one. maybe fuck everybody.
I mean, when you can take basically a week off once a month, like, it's kind of fucking, that's cash money.
Yeah, that's pretty cash money. Yeah.
Because you're basically cutting, like, your time in half by, or your time in a quarter, or would it be six?
I don't know. There's a lady at work who's been a regular for 30 years now. So she's got max time off, and she's retiring at the end of December 29th. She's retiring. She's never at work. she's burning through all of that time.
Does it roll over for them? Like, does they get the stack of year on year?
She's retiring.
Right.
So she has to use it all.
Right, but I'm saying, has it like accumulated over the years?
I don't know. I'm not sure, actually. I've never asked because
there are some very small amount of jobs where you can, like, you basically can just keep stacking your PTO if you don't
infinitely
use it. The problem is, though, is everyone I've ever known that's done that, they get, like, they turn, like, 45, 50, and they're, like, coming close to when they're, like, going to be, like, oh, I'm going to start use it, or, like, I'm going to retire, so they get up to, like, you know, what, like, 60, and they're going to, like, try to, like, step down or do whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, all of a sudden, like, the company goes out of business or something crazy, and then, like, they lose all of it, and they just, they're always, like, but I didn't use any of my time off, and that was one of my things for me that I was just like, oh, I'm using my time off. I'm not gonna let it go to waste, or have it disappear. Not because like we don't have a ton that roll over, but for me, like, you get nothing if they just like the company just dissolves.
Yeah.
So you might as well throughout your time, like if you can get like pay time off, just use it.
Yeah, just use it.
What do you lose?
Your time is much more valuable than
especially when you have family. Yeah, like, who
it
the
really is.
When you have a family, like, now with you having, like, your son, and your son, you have your wife, you have a dog,
yeah.
You have, you know, family that you care about, like, at a certain point that...
It's not worth
it. Yeah, work, like, man. What is it worth?
Just,
like,
take your time, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's gonna be okay if you take a week.
You can,
like,
always make more money, but you can't make more time.
Exactly.
I forget who told me that, but it's always stuck with me.
That was probably George
Confucius?
Lopez.
Oh, it might have been George Lopez.
Yeah, I think George Lopez said that.
Like, when I right woke up, said, like, when I woke up from a daze at, like, 2 a.m., and the TV's still on, and the George Lopez show is on, and he just spits words of wisdom yeah. at me. Yeah, and they're jumping on trampolines.
Listen, watch out! I gotta tell you something.
Low rider. You know that?
Yeah.
You know, I knew that song before the George Lopez song.
Yeah, what was it in? It was on something else. Told me about that.
Was it Dazed and Confused? Was it in Dazed and Confused?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Was it actually in Dazed and Confused, or am I making it up?
I think that that's right. I think that that's right.
And that's weird that I saw that movie before I saw the George Lopez show.
Why?
I was very young when I saw that movie, so.
It's not that weird.
The movie sucked. It was boring. Yeah. Maybe I should rewatch it when I'm not a little ass kid.
I don't even remember anything about it.
It was just a boring ass movie. They're just in high school getting high and hanging out. That's the movie.
That's pretty boring, actually.
Yeah, it's just the Breakfast Club, but for stoners. Yeah, I said it.
Isn't the Breakfast Club for stoners?
No, that's...
But they only smoke weed in the Breakfast Club?
No, just the one dude, the rebel.
No, they all smoke.
No, they don't smoke any weed. The one kid smokes cigarettes.
Bro.
And wears leather fingerless gloves.
There's a whole scene where they smoke.
Oh, yeah, they do smoke weed. Yes, I remember this now.
Jesus Christ. You're sitting here arguing with me, and I'm like, dude, it's
I've only
integral
seen that,
part
I've only
of the...
seen that movie one time. So.
Really?
Yeah. That has Emilio Estevez in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emilio! You know Emilio? Mighty Ducks?
I didn't like Mighty Ducks.
Really?
It was mediocre.
You're gonna say mid.
Yeah,
I hate you. You were gonna be embarrassed if you said it in front of me.
That shit was mid.
That
bro.
Shit was mid, bro. Yeah, you work with kids. You don't you?
No, I work with just. I don't know what I work with.
You work with Gen Zers, baby.
No, not that many actually.
All right, let's do the thing.
Oh, okay. What thing?
What are you playing? What are you watching? What are you doing?
That's not right.
Yeah. What are you playing? What are you watching? What are you doing?
Oh, that is right.
That is correct. 100% correct.
What are you playing?
I'm not playing anything. Like, what? I played a bot game for League of Legends.
Because you just knew that if you left.
Before I went to work this morning, because I was like, I just got to remember how it feels. I crushed,
sad.
By the way. Those bots suck.
It's been sad because we had one night where we played like normal games without you, and it was like...
You guys held the torch while I was just not with you.
You were just torched.
You guys carried my...
Your ashes.
My memory.
Yeah, we started yelling at each other about how bad we were when we started losing. Just
wait,
to
get
your
what? Feeling. How did it go?
I don't remember. It was fun, though.
Oh, okay, good. That's what matters. Yeah, you didn't have some dickhead yelling at you and then muting his mic. Did you just pick your nose and flick it? That's nasty.
No, there was a hair in my mouth.
Oh,
I picked
okay.
a hair out of my mouth and flicked it. I wouldn't do that on the podcast, probably.
Probably. Who knows? What are you playing?
So.
Here we go.
I've been playing a decent amount of League of Legends.
Yep.
And then I've been playing some Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, you did get it.
Mm-hmm. I was playing that by myself and with a buddy.
Is it badass?
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
What'd you make?
What
PP did you pick?
What PP?
Yeah.
I got the... So, for my buddy...
You got a schlong?
My buddy... Yeah, my buddy...
Yes, you do.
Playthrough, I made a gnome.
With a schlong?
Druid with a schlong.
Let's go. That's so funny.
And then...
That's so funny. He's got three legs.
And then I did my own playthrough, and I made a female monk with a schlong.
You can get girls' TP?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wait, that's so cool.
So she got...
Wait, that's so awesome.
She got Schmeet. My half-elf monk has Schmeet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that's so awesome. What a game.
You said, you can have girl pee-pee?
Yeah, so cool. That's so funny, dude. I love that, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And then...
So you did it unlike how Jared did it. You were doing everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
trying
you play
to.
The game.
Trying to.
That's so funny how we both were just... When we were telling Jared, like, why didn't you just bang everybody?
And he's like, no.
It's high fantasy, bro. Just bang them all.
Yeah, that's the whole point of
that's this. That's how you play the game.
That's how you play D&D. I go into the tavern and I fuck some wenches.
Yes. We're both bards.
And so I played some of that. I told you how I tried out a little bit of Starfield, I think, in the last podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I haven't played that since because it's mid. And then...
what if we both tried Dota 2?
What if we both tried?
I was going to say played, but then I changed it to tried, but it came out as plied.
I don't like Dota 2. I have
how do you
tried
know?
To play it before.
How many times?
Did
you know how you're supposed to play, like lane wise?
I don't know. Like I played it like how League of Legends is.
Because I watched a video and their lane setups are way different than ours.
Was it fun?
The video that
I
watched.
Did you play it?
No, but the video.
Have you ever played Dota 2?
The guy said he's been playing League for a decade and he's never played Dota 2, and then he tried it, and then he explained that it was fun. It was a lot, and it was a harder game. He felt that it was a harder game.
Why?
Than League.
No one plays Dota 2 anymore, I thought.
Well, it's going to be like those people that just try really hard. I bet you that's the only people that are left that are like really know the game still. Like
right,
the hardcore
I thought
fans.
I thought like not even, it doesn't really have that many players anymore.
No, I mean, they still got the tournament for like $2 million or $10 million, whatever the...
Really? I don't hear anything about Dota 2 anymore.
Well, the thing is, they have one major, and it's worth a lot of money, but they have no other tournaments. So, like, there's not really a scene, and you really just are playing the game just to try to win. You basically play for no money until the big-ass tournament where you can win $10 million.
I wish I... Like, what is the player count of Dota 2?
I don't know. Look it up.
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
How many people
hey,
play
Googie.
Dota 2?
Hey, Googie.
Hey, Smoogie.
Well, anyway, what I've been watching, because you've been playing Poo Poo Nuggets.
Average of approximately 455,000 players online at any given time.
That's not bad.
How many people play League of Legends?
Half a million? Did you say 455,000? Half a million, not bad. I mean, it's not great for a... MOBA. League's got to be like 2 million, right?
Well, right? That's only registered players. There's over 150 million registered players. There's 2.4 million people.
Yeah, I was going to say it's got to be like 2 million.
So it's not even close.
Oh, yeah. It's a massive difference.
So it's kind of like...
It's like 1.5 times more players in League.
And then there's like 6 people on Heroes of the Storm.
3 times as many people in League, right? 3 times?
No.
Yeah.
More. 3 times would be 500, 1,000, 100, 1.5 million.
What is it?
It'd be 1.5 million.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It is. It's more than that.
It's like 6 times the amount of players.
It's not 6 times.
Yes. 500 plus 500.
I hope they picked that up.
What?
What? Yeah, 6 times. That's what I said.
It's not 6 times.
Yeah, because let's say half a million is 0.5.
It's
right?
5 times.
It's 5 times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any basic math we could have
anyway,
figured out.
Speaking
yeah.
of that...
So what are you watching?
Well, I just started a movie with Maddie.
Oh, wait, I wasn't done with what I'm playing. Went real quick.
Okay.
Diablo 4's new season.
Oh, you actually are playing it?
I had enough time so far to make my character.
Whoa,
and
damn.
Play it for 30 minutes. That's what I've got to do.
What
so
did
far.
You make?
A druid.
Necromancer.
Druid.
Oh, I was wrong.
Yeah, it was a druid.
Are you going to be a werewolf or a bear?
Well, I would plan on being, because they did a bunch of updates and they've reworked some of the stuff, so I planned on going like a rabies druid, but I might change it up because like some of the other skills seem kind of fun on a druid.
Speaking of games that fell off, Diablo 4 kind of fell off.
It did.
Yeah, like really hard.
Yeah, it fell off because people were pissed that there wasn't a lot of stuff in there that they to keep like the interest going.
Last time I checked, it had like 300 viewers on Twitch.
Yeah, the Twitch viewership
is pretty low. Gone. Completely gone.
And then season 2 dropped, and I think that there's been more hype because they finally have done some of the stuff that like they should have had in the beginning. And there's been a lot of like rework of how stuff goes.
We were so excited for that game.
Yeah, we were.
Damn.
I played it for quite a bit, so I mean I can't even complain. I got like what? I got at least 40 hours.
Are you making hardcore seasonal or just a regular?
Hardcore seasonal. Yeah, I decided to make a hardcore seasonal. The season is pretty cool. It actually has like a really cool theme with a decent story. They reworked how the rewards are. So like the grind is all still there, but it's less painful.
Okay.
So I don't know. It seems pretty interesting. I just haven't had a chance to play yet.
But you're excited for it?
Yeah, I want to play some more. Like when I don't have anybody to play like League with, like I think I might play some of that.
Yeah, I wish I could dig my talons into a game, but I just haven't had the chance.
Yeah, you haven't really played with us when we have available. I know. Usually you can at least hop on for a couple hours.
I know, I wish. It's just been busy and crazy.
Yeah.
And I like hanging out with the baby.
Yeah.
Because he's being more like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been watching a movie. Well, we just started a movie before I left.
And you started?
It's a spooky season, so I wanted to watch It Chapter 2 because I watched the first chapter but never the second chapter. Oh. And Maddie goes, I don't want to watch that. That's got clowns in it, and clowns will give me nightmares. And I said, okay. So I looked, and I saw this movie called Barbarian, which I had heard that it was a really good movie, but it's a horror movie. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you.
Oh. it's a horror movie, and we watched the first half an hour of it, and she goes, you're just going to leave me now after that? Because like something crazy happened in the movie, and it scared the shit out of her.
Why would you start it right before you came here?
Well, I wanted to watch it. Well, if we were able to watch the movie from when I started it, then we would have finished it before I got here. But stuff with the baby, and like I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you had to do a dookie.
Yeah, I had a dookie.
Right.
So like,
right.
Yeah. We had to pause the movie and then blah 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 and whatever. But that's what I've been watching. I guess I've been watching a little bit of One Piece.
Oh yeah, the Joy Boy.
The Joy Boy. I'm not to Joy Boy yet.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not caught up.
I thought you were.
No, I've been on like a year hiatus of not watching it because I hate watching.
It sucks.
I hate watching one episode a week or whatever, or one episode every 2 weeks. So I just let it stack on itself, and then I just run through 100 episodes or whatever. Because I'm an insane person.
That's one way to do it, I suppose.
Yeah, but it sucks getting the spoilers, but what are you going to do? I don't read the manga, so I'm always going to get spoilers.
Right, anyways, because someone's always going to say something. Especially if you even like or follow something, you get it like all the time. Like I've been, ever since I talked about like Dragon Ball Z and I've been looking at some stuff with it.
Yeah.
I just get videos about it all the time, and I always have like super stuff and super spoiled for me.
You know? Oh, are you reading it?
No.
Are you going to watch it?
Yeah.
With Becca?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She's lost interest in
Dragon Ball?
Immediately.
Whoa.
She said they take too long to... And I'm watching DBZ Kai with her, and she's...
Oh, you guys are on DBZ now?
Well, we skipped Dragon Ball because it was just too much for her. So it's so we watched a synopsis so that way she could get an idea of what's going on. And I said to be fair, it sounds weird, but I was like, you'll appreciate Dragon Ball more after you watch
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you appreciate it more after you know what this the part that's the most well known is for.
It's like, it's so weird because the first time I watched DBZ, I hadn't watched Dragon Ball and I was just like a little kid. So like I was like, oh, this shit is awesome. And then I watched Dragon Ball later, and then I rewatched Dragon Ball Z and I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this makes sense.
I saw bits of Dragon Ball when I was a kid, and so I had an idea of what it was going into Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, I used to, like, then I would never watch Dragon Ball, and I would only watch Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But, like, I, so, anyways, I just get, like, some of that stuff spoiled for me sometimes in Super, so I don't really, like, I just, it looks interesting, so I'm like, oh, I want to, so it might just be me watching it myself, we'll see.
You can watch, there's a 35-minute video on YouTube that says all of Dragon Ball Z, all of Dragon Ball Super in 35 minutes.
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Did you watch it?
I am already caught up. I'm manga caught up for Super.
Mm.
So I wanted to see.
But you got to see. I wanted to see if
he added anything. But he didn't. His input, he didn't give me anything that I didn't already know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like sometimes with those videos, they'll like add.
I didn't know you read the manga.
I can't watch it. It just it doesn't feel right. Because, what is that?
That's a grinder for.
And I'm back on my grind. Anyway,
you can't watch it because what?
I can't watch it because it doesn't. I have like nostalgia glasses on for that kind of stuff, and when I watch Super, it doesn't feel the same as DBZ and like how I remember it, and even watching DBZ doesn't feel the same like how I remember it. So if I'm reading the manga, I can like transport back to.
I got you.
Like I can get my nostalgic feeling if it's just like I'm reading it and it's in my head. So like if I'm watching it, it's like, man, this shit is lame.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you watch it like on your, or do you look at it on your phone or something?
Yeah, I look it up on my phone. There's like sites that the last five chapters you can read for free. Or, like, the latest five chapters you can read for free, and then you have to, like, sign up for the other chapters. But then you just find another site where they have the free chapters. and then once you get done with that, then you can read the free chapters on the other site.
So you just go through, like, 100 free chapters on, like, 16 different
sites. That's what sites. I did with
Berserk. Yeah, you read Berserk?
I love Berserk, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I crush Berserk.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the anime?
I watched the old one.
Isn't that the one where he's like...
dude, it's crazy. It's like... That's like nightmare fuel.
I just fucking...
Yeah, it's disgusting. That's not... That is not a for the faint of heart.
Oh, it's hilarious. I watched... I saw this...
Hilarious? Song.
I saw, well, yeah, it is a little bit. Oh, yeah, I saw this, there's this anime, I can't even remember the name of it, but it's something about like, it's like these demons come to Earth and they're like, just like straight killing stuff. Like it's like this person finds out they're demon. And like, I was looking at the anime and like, it's like kids are getting their heads ripped off. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, no.
Like at one point I watched it and there's like, an arrow just goes through a kid's skull and is hooked set to the wall. And I was like,
I can't, what is going on? I wouldn't want to watch
this. I was like, I couldn't watch this.
Yeah, that's
and like,
wild.
Then guys come over and like start like ripping and like smashing the shit out of it. And I'm just like, I'm talking about it was like brutal. Not like a, oh, this is kind of violent.
Yeah, why would
it was
you like, want that?
I was like, I wouldn't even, I'd feel so horrible. And like, I was watching it and like the demons are like, slowly ripping the person down the middle, and it's like realistic looking.
Yeah, I couldn't do that,
dude. Who comes up with that?
I don't know. I want to know. Somebody, people are twisted, man. Like that's legit nasty.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. What are you watching?
We have started watching, me and Becca, The Fall of House Usher.
The Fall of House Usher.
Yeah, which is
Is it a documentary on Usher the R&B star?
Yes.
Is it actually?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's you ever the Haunting of Hill House? You ever heard about that one?
Is it a movie?
No, it's a show, and it's about like this. It's basically like about this house that this haunting stuff happens, and then like a family's involved, and it's all these characters, and it goes through this huge thing, and then there's a big twist, and in the show there's like little scary things that you can notice if you pay attention. And so it's a, basically a horror TV show.
Is it like Ghost Adventures with Zach Baggins?
No, this isn't like meant to be realistic.
Oh, okay.
It's like a show.
It's like a produced show.
Yes.
Like with a writer with a story.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we watched that one when it came out, and it was really good. So then we watched it was like called like Bly Manor or like the Haunting of Bly Manor, and it's like a similar premise of something going on, and that one was pretty good too. It wasn't like great, but that one was pretty good. So then the one just came out, and it's called The Fall of House Usher, and it's like this, like same premise. It goes through a story about something going on, except for this one's based off of like the writings of Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh.
And it's actually super interesting. So we've already watched 4 episodes of it, and we got like 4 more to go. So other than that, though, I haven't really watched anything. I just started finally watching some of Worlds.
Dude, I haven't watched one game.
All I'm going to say is, from what I've heard, NA is still in it.
Like, are we out of groups?
They're doing like a weird thing this one where you have to lose 3 games to get kicked out. It's called like Swiss or something, I think.
Oh.
So you have to, it's once a team loses 3...
That's like a double elimination round robin or something.
Yeah, once they lose 3 games, then you're finally out. So you basically are guaranteed to have 3 games played.
I mean, that's kind of cool. Does it feel fair? Like, does it feel like when they're playing?
I watched the first one I watched. I won't say who won or anything yet. I'll let you like do that. I don't like to be spoiling for people, but I watched T1 versus Team Liquid.
Okay.
And all I'm going to say is...
Was it crazy?
Is it was very close.
It was a nail biter?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Like, it was until it, like, it wasn't. And yeah. But I was really surprised. Like, I'll say that the casters were talking about, like, their predictions and stuff like that. Like, and like, they were talking about the analyst predictions.
They thought it was going to be a stomp.
And everyone was like, oh, yeah, it's, like, 90-10.
Yeah.
And in, like the final, like, 15 minutes of the game, it went, like, 50-50. Like, that was the highest prediction where they're like, oh, this could be a flip.
Who was casting it?
I don't know who was casting it because I just...
You didn't recognize anybody?
I skipped kind of past. I think it was someone from, like, the... Korean, like the Korean casters, and I don't really know them that much.
No, me neither.
But Jack comes in like near like halfway through, like, and he starts talking about stuff, and then he just joins them because he's like, I just want to say, like, there's no way I expected this. Like, this is insane. Like,
he's a smart dude.
Yeah. So he was like, this is like an actual legitimate chance. Like, it was crazy.
That is crazy.
So, And then the next match, that was the first match of Worlds.
I think TL was last to qualify, too. I think they're our third seed.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
That was the first match of Worlds. The second match is
probably
Cloud9 versus Mad Lions.
And we C9 lost.
I don't know.
You didn't watch that one?
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh.
But I like watched half of it a little bit ago, but then I had to like do like other things.
I just knowing how it goes, I feel like C9 just lost. I don't know though. I legit haven't watched a single.
They were like they were kind of like.
Did they look bad? Did the Cloud9 look bad?
Same. They look like they're the same level.
Okay.
Like at the moment, like it's still like too soon for me to like be able to pick up
on
it.
C9 is our second seed, right? And NRG is our first seed?
NRG is our first.
Yes.
Cloud9 is our second. And because everyone thought that Cloud9 was going to be the second seed. Or first seed, I mean.
Yeah, me too.
And they weren't.
And they just because they lost the summer championship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, summer championship.
The summer split.
So you've been watching Worlds?
So I just started. I haven't been watching it. I just
started. Man, I don't know. I just can't watch the other regions. I just want to watch the NA games, and I only want to watch them if we win.
Is that, I don't know. I like. I
is
don't
that
mind,
weird?
I don't mind watching the European the Europeans, but watching though like any
I
just of
don't
the
know anybody anymore.
Well, I know like some of the names. I don't know a ton of people, but like once I start watching. Like the Korean and like the Asian teams. Not only do I not know a ton of people, I do watch them anyways. But also, the issue is that they have like such a different play style.
I'm not invested in the Korean or Chinese teams.
No. And which is fine because I like to just watch like people that are good at League play the game. But the thing that's weird is it's like. It legitimately feels like a different type of play style.
Yeah.
The champion picks that they pick are usually different. So right. That's the part that I like about it, is that I usually get to see stuff that I don't see all the time from watching NA teams.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they'll just play like sometimes they'll just play whatever the fuck they want to play.
Whatever feels good. Or like they're feeling themselves, so they're like, I think I can just win
where
the whole
NA,
game.
Where I feel like NA in Europe definitely like
or team compers.
They definitely go off of like what do I know is strong? You only play the strong champions.
Like, I heard some people somebody picked Garen and like
maybe, I don't know, I haven't
shit on us.
That I believe it. Whenever Garen is played in Worlds and people don't expect it expect him, he always just fucking like destroys people. Remember when Yuumi was first getting played in Worlds, yeah. And Garen Yuumi was like the
I
combo.
I do remember that.
And they were just fucking nasty. Shitting on kids.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Garen Yuumi.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It was so stupid. Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
It's hilarious.
It was really funny.
And then they'd go like, they'd build like damage items, so then they just E, like half the time they build damage items. And
going
just, like,
a thousand
E
move
someone.
Speed.
Yeah, it's insane. Anyways, that was our League talk.
That was the League of Legends talk. Yeah.
So what are you doing?
I'm working a shitload, yeah, and I'm trying to, I was just over at my mom's house to paint pumpkins, not carve them. So like the baby can slap the pumpkin with a paint handprint or whatever.
Did
he
love
doing.
It?
I mean, he slept a lot of the time and I showed up late and, because I had just got out of work. And then Maddie was already at my mom's house. But then I had to stop home because my furnace wasn't working that day.
Oh, great. You didn't have someone come check it before it got cold?
So, well, it happened. I left in the morning.
And it worked.
And it... No. I didn't even realize that it wasn't working. And I just had left because I didn't think it was that cold. But then Maddie got up and she, like, turned the heat up. And she goes, oh, it's not working at all. And she told me while I was at work. And I was like, fuck. So I got out of work and then I went straight to my house to check the furnace. And my furnace is like this old ass octopus looking ancient furnace thing.
I love it.
And the only way to get to the pilot light in this fucking thing is I have to open the front thing where they used to put coal in it. That's how old it is. They used to shove coal in there to heat the house, but they converted it to like a natural gas thing. I have to open that up and it's like closed with a spring, so I have to like unhook the spring just to open the gate, and then I have to dive in there like physically dive.
Oh,
like
no.
Both my arms have to go in because my shoulders won't fit into it if they don't. So I have a flashlight under it just so I can like see, have a little bit of light.
Oh, geez.
And the whole pilot light is like connected to this wire that's connected to a box, because the pilot light produces its own, like when it heats up, it goes down the wire and it creates its own electricity to start.
Jesus
Christ. And that electricity tells the furnace if to start or not.
Okay.
So the thing, it's supposed to sit on like these two pegs and like it's supposed to hook on there, but the whole wire is like completely fell off in like to the side. And it's just leaking natural gas. So when I open the thing, I dive in there, it smells like natural gas. And I'm like, well, shit. like I hope I don't stick a lighter in there and it blows up the furnace.
Like you could blow up, like if you yeah.
I was like, dude, what is going on? And then I had my father-in-law was over too, because Maddie called him first. And he goes, I can be over at this time. And she said, well, I'm going to be gone because I've got to go do this pumpkin thing. And I said, well, I'll just stop home after work. And then he was there. But I was already diving into the furnace when he got there. And he brought like a flashlight and stuff. And he had read some stuff about it. And he was telling me like he explained how it worked to me and stuff like that. So, like, I took a lighter and I went in there and I was like, please don't kill me. And then it didn't. It was fine. It wasn't enough. The natural gas, it wasn't enough coming out that it was, like, building up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was dispersing, yeah.
So, I had to go in there with almost no light with a screwdriver just to hook it back on these pegs. Well, I'm basically Superman planking.
How the hell did it come off?
I don't know how it looks like it just fell off.
Okay.
And so I had to rehook it, and I only hooked it onto one peg because the whole wire was bent because it was probably hanging off there for so long.
That it just like, yeah.
It just was perma-bent. Oh my God, what a pain in the ass. And then I had to light it, and then it wouldn't start, and then we had to look it up online to see how to reset it. And then you had to like, it almost looked like, you know those monkeys that like clap the symbols together.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It looked like the button that I had to press had a symbol on the end of it that had to touch the other symbol on the other side to reset it.
What the?
Dude, it's the craziest thing I had to deal with. But the furnace works. And my father-in-law is worried that it's going to fall off the peg. And if it falls off the other direction and hits the ground, then it might build up enough gas to where it actually would like cause the furnace to, like, if it did catch like all that gas in there, it'd like blow out the furnace. He said it wouldn't blow up the house, but it would blow out the furnace.
No, it wouldn't be able to have a long enough time to blow up the house.
Exactly.
It'd have to build up a lot to blow up the house.
Yeah,
because
the gas would just kind of disperse downwards. And if the flame is on the ground and like the gas is like pumping outwards like that, it would slowly go down and then it would just...
And then your furnace would be
It wouldn't fucked. Rise yeah. up through the house.
No.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing. Hopefully we're going to get it. We have a new furnace, but the problem is my brother-in-law, who like was going to assess the ductwork and then do it for us, is on vacation and he's somewhere else. So we have to wait until he comes back.
Yeah. My thing, I pay like $150 a year to just have like a maintenance thing where like if I have any issues, but like they come out. The one thing with it is like they come out once a year before the season starts, and
like the cold season.
Yep. So like they actually
did they already just, come.
They came out last week.
Okay.
Actually. So they came out, verified it. Everything was good. They told me that I didn't have any surge protection on it though. So they recommended I got some surge protection, and
so if it shorts, it's gonna fry. Is that what they said?
Well, so basically, is like with there not being surge protection, if there was a surge, like it would fry the whole boiler. Yeah,
yeah, that sucks.
And so, I was like, all right. I was like thinking, like, how come you guys didn't just put this in when you?
Yeah, don't
did
I
it?
Pay,
but
pay
they
for
do,
your services?
They do that on purpose, so that way you have to get more services
yeah, that's
later
stupid.
On, which makes sense. Fine, fair enough. But like he also said that there's like a very, 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 very faint like gas leak, like so faint that it can't even produce a bubble test.
Oh, really?
So he said that what it is because the piping is so old that there's probably like such a like small amount. And he like showed me because like they have this like little probe thing and it basically goes on a very, very light sensitivity and it like is like. And it makes like a clicking noise, and as it detects gas, it'll like actually like start clicking,
yeah.
right? And so he was like showing me, and like in certain areas, it would start clicking really fast. But he was like, but I checked it, you know, did the bubble test, and he was like, I can't get anything to appear. He's like, so it's not something that's like actively like a danger,
like the most minor leak you could think of.
Yeah, he was like, it's basically like telling me that you in the next couple of years want to do something,
right?
So he quoted me a price, And I just can't do it.
Is it insane?
The cheapest was $2,500.
Jesus Christ.
Because they have to basically redo all the piping. And that's like
so annoying.
That's just refitting it all in the same way. He said if we wanted to pay more, they would like for a certain amount, they could refit it with like a thicker like piping. Instead of there being 3/4 inch, they could do it's either from a 1/2 inch to 3/4 or from 3/4 to an inch. I can't remember. But he said basically that would make it so we can add another appliance on if we wanted to. So like we could add maybe like the dryer that's upstairs that's electric, make that gas as well. Because it just right now there's not enough gas flowing that you could get all of the stuff. That's right. Why they're not all gas.
Yeah.
And like it would also give like a different, like a thicker gauge and stuff. And he was just like going into it, and I'm just like, I have to like consider that. Like,
yeah, thanks, buddy, but no thanks.
Like I didn't even want to do the surge protection thing, but I'm like, it's one of those things that first of all, one, they're in your house and they're recommending something, and you're like, I don't want to say no when I know that this is probably beneficial.
Right.
But two, knowing how our luck is, I would say no, and then we would have a major power outage later, or something like a surge that would like stop us from, and I would be doomed.
Yeah, that would be so annoying.
So he basically like so it was like $500, but it
so annoying.
It's like a thing that like it can absorb so many like so much like surge, and then when it like he said like if it ever like gets to the point where it like prevents so many, then you'll see it because it'll go red and it'll tell you like it needs to be replaced, but it'll be that's damaged and not
your furnace.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So.
Well, there you go. Fucking houses, man.
Yeah, dude. Shit
Why do they cost so much?
Sucks.
Welcome to being a homeowner. That's what they always tell me, and I'm kind of sick of him.
Yeah.
Sick of them telling me that.
Yeah, it's like, I know.
You guys sucks. Shut up.
So. That was what were you doing?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
So that's what you did.
I literally dove into my furnace, which is just looks like a giant steel octopus.
Doing also stuff related to the house. My
we're doing it.
My oh, you got a little call over there?
Clearwater, Florida.
Ugh, fuck them. Answer it on the podcast.
What up? Oh, my goodness. What? That is not from Clearwater, Florida.
What was that?
That is from the county jail. That is somebody that I am related to that is calling me.
From the jail?
From the jail, yes.
What?
Yeah. I heard it. They go, this is from the St. Clair County Jail. And then they said, this is... And then they said the name, and I was like, oh, my God, why are they calling me?
Why are they calling you?
I don't know, because my wife didn't pick up the phone. That's why they're calling me. And they know my phone number, and they're calling me again.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, stinky.
Uh-oh. Who? I don't even know who it would be.
I'll tell you later.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't think you've ever met them.
Oh, okay. So then I probably don't even know them. I was trying to think of anybody in your life that I would know.
No.
excuse me. So I fixed, we have our our plug for our tub. For some reason, randomly, like the plastic like gasket around it just like started shredding. And we have no idea why. So like it's only like the plug, so it's easy. So I opened it up and I looked at it and I was like,
the rubber gasket?
Yeah, like it's like a rubber gasket that like goes on the actual plug itself.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I looked in there and like I took it off and I cleaned it because it was disgusting.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Becca loses so much hair. I have hair.
Maddie too.
Like it's like disgusting, right?
Yeah.
So I pull it out and I'm looking at it, and then I look up some stuff and I'm like, all right, so there's like a little cross beam in the in like a plugs like pipe that goes down to feed the water, and there's a thing that comes up and there's a cross beam. And I was like, it said like, you know, look and see if that's damaged. Ours isn't damaged. Perfect. So you can get like another thing that like screws in. But I was looking it up online, and they have ones that literally just, like, drop in and click. And I was like, that can't be good. But I look up on Amazon, and, like, there's, like, ones that have, like, 4.7 rating with, like, 8,000 reviews. And I'm like,
Holy shit,
I'm just going to get that then. It, like, has anti-clogging, like, stuff, and it's supposed to... So I got that. Mm-hmm. That came today. So I told Becca, I was like, you know, I'm just waiting for that. I had to, like, take it apart. I'm like, oh, don't worry. Like, we're going to get that in. It'll be easy. I go up there, and I'm like, let's see. I set it in. Wow, that was loud.
God, is Becca farting up there?
I click it in, and it just works instantly. And I'm like,
really?
This is the easiest thing in my life.
Let's
go. Technology that we've evolved, like, to. So I was like, that's sick. But then... We also have had a broken, you know, in, like, the bathroom sink, the like, the plug that's there. Like, we have one that's, like, it didn't push down anymore. It was, like, shitty and broken because those things seem to always do that.
Yeah.
For some reason, they're garbage.
Yes.
So.
It's true. They do. They break.
So I.
It's, like, because they're, like, hooked at the bottom, right?
Yeah, there's, like, a little.
And then it's always breaks off.
This is the thing is ours actually doesn't have one of those plunger things. Ours was just like it had its own little internal mechanism that pushed down.
Oh, okay. That's
weird. And so, because like when I went down, they didn't have one of those. So I went in the sink, I undo it, you know, water comes out. I'm like, oh shit, it's like whatever. And, you know, it's got the backflow like
there. Yeah, because so it just sits in the pipe at
the
bottom.
So it just sits in there, which yeah. I still don't understand the purpose of that. Like, I haven't looked it up enough to, like, see what the actual reason is. I've heard it so that way if the water comes back up, it gets stuck there. But how does that stop it from going up, but it doesn't stop it from going down?
There's a reason they do it. And it's some, like, momentum-based thing with water. To like, so you use less water that gets flushed down there. It's the same reason they do it with toilets. Like, toilet water will sit in certain spots because it, like, it doesn't overflow. Like, it doesn't keep dripping overflow or something like that. Like, the water sits there, so it doesn't over... I don't know. I can't really explain it, but I know...
okay.
I know there's a reason that it sits in the
There's
pipe
definitely like a that. Reason,
it's
but...
It's just that we don't know it yes. because we're stupid.
Exactly.
We're not plumbers. Yeah.
So, I saw like what the issue with that other one is the piece was just like broken in it and it was just disgusting and old. Yeah. So I ordered a new one that had like the is like the same type of thing as the one for the bathtub, except for it came with its own like metal pipe that it can go down as well.
Right.
So I replaced that today and I got it in, screwed it in tight, and I'm like, oh shit, this is awesome too. I haven't had like that plug for my sink in like a year and a half.
And you're like,
I'm like, boop, yeah.
Over and over again.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. So now I got that, so I can actually like fill it up with water for any reason that I want.
Don't you just love Amazon?
Yeah, it's great, dude. I think you delivered Amazon. It for me. I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't. It was probably Sup Baby that delivered it to you.
Who?
Sup Baby.
Who's that?
It's this guy. He doesn't know anybody's name, but like he pretends like he knows everybody, and he goes, "What's up, baby? What's up, baby?"
And oh, dude, he's cool. He is our mail. He is our mailman.
Cause he says, "Sup, baby?" to you. I don't know his name. I just know him as "Sup, baby."
He doesn't say like "Sup, baby," but he's like, "What's going on, man?" Like whenever I see
what's
him,
"What's up, baby?"
He's like super
what's
cool.
"What's up, baby?"
He's super cool.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
What? He's super cool.
He bothers me.
He's so nice.
Yeah, he's the nice to where he doesn't actually care what you're saying or like it doesn't matter to him. He's just talking because he wants to talk.
Okay.
Like he always goes, "Hey, you ever go to you going to Kohl's? They got sales at Kohl's, baby." And I'm like, "No, I'm not going to Kohl's." But he for some reason he's like locked on to whenever he sees me, he's got to tell me that there's a sale at Kohl's. Like I don't care, bro.
That's
How about you learn my first name?
That's weird.
How about you talk to me?
What's his first name?
I know his
first name. Oh, you know his first name?
I actually do.
Okay.
I was pretending like I didn't. I know his first name.
Because
I'm not a piece of shit that just talks about Kohl's. Like, shut up, dude. Get away from me.
All right.
I call him Sup Baby because that's all he says.
All right. Fine. Fair.
Anyway.
How did we get on that?
Talk about Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Amazon. Yeah.
I said probably Sup Baby delivered it to you.
Yeah, it was good. So that one worked anyways. That one worked well as well. And yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah, good. And that's what you did? You're a plumber?
I was a plumber. That's all I did.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You did it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you have
and it all works?
Yeah. It's great. It works.
So you're
flawless.
Big chilling.
I'm big chilling.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything that we wanted to talk about this week on the podcast, or were we just kind
of... I have one thing to talk about, but it's kind of just more of a funny story.
Okay, bring it up. I gotta pee.
Okay. So Maddie and I, we went to McDonald's because she wanted, like, we had just gone somewhere. We had gone to a friend of mine's going away party because he's leaving for the military. And we brought the baby, of course. And I was like, do you want to stop at McDonald's? Because we ate there at his house because they had, like, food there. And I was like, do you want to stop at McDonald's and get a McFlurry? You know, something like a sweet treat, because she always says that she needs something sweet after she eats food, which is a crazy thing to me. But we stop at McDonald's and we get our McFlurries. And it was so strange because the lady who handed us the McFlurries was like, do you want napkins?
Napkins?
And I said, like, why would you ask that?
For a McFlurry? I guess I mean...
And I go, no, thank you. Right? But then there was three people back there. Like, there was the lady that was handing us the McFlurries. And then there was one guy who looked like it was the manager for the night, was by the register. And there was another girl behind her. And they all looked at me and, like, started, like, laughing, giggling. After she said, do you want some napkins? And I said, no. And I go, well, that's really weird. Right?
Okay.
So I take it. I hand one McFlurry to Maddie. And then I put mine in the cup holder. And then I'm driving home. And she's eating hers just fine, right? Like, right. She's like, this is delicious, right? So I was like, man, I want a bite. So, like, I grab mine. And I go to take my spoon out. And the cap pops off. And ice cream spills everywhere. And I was like, those motherfuckers. They asked me if I wanted a napkin because they knew they overfilled it to where it was going to spill everywhere when I opened it. I was so mad, dude.
Oh, wait. They, like, and did it intentionally. Well, not intentionally.
They didn't do it intentionally, but, like,
they knew it was going to happen.
They offered the napkins because they knew that they flooded it around the cap to where, like, when I pulled the spoon out, all of the ice cream came out when I pulled the spoon out. And it overflowed onto my hands. And I was like, those bastards. And Madison almost peed her pants.
So that's why they were all laughing?
Yeah, that's why they were laughing.
Are you sure that wasn't you just thinking that?
No. There's no way. It was too many coincidences. Them offering me napkins randomly, which nobody has ever done before.
No one's ever offered you napkins?
For a McFlurry? Like, that's just is weird. Do you want napkins?
Yeah, well, just in case.
Either they give you napkins or they don't give you napkins. They don't ask if you want napkins. They knew what they were doing.
So you think that
they all looked at me and then, like, giggled.
So you think they intentionally did something to fucking...
They did. Well, I don't think they intentionally did
overfilled
it.
Overfilled it.
They knew when they handed it to me that shit was going to spill.
Why didn't
everywhere.
They just give you napkins then? Say, be careful.
And then Maddie goes, that's why you take the napkins, you idiot.
Like, it's somehow your fault.
Yeah. Like... I was so mad. And I had, it was just the worst.
So wait, why'd the whole ice cream come up?
I don't know, man. I didn't ask any questions. I already left the McDonald's.
But
I went to go, like, I had it in my hand, and I went to go, like, take the spoon out, and all of the ice cream came with it. I was mad. I don't know. And the cap wasn't on. Oh, it was a disaster. And it was dark, and I was driving, and I just wanted one bite of ice cream.
How much of a mess was it?
It was a big mess.
Oh, really?
It was on my hands, yeah. It was, like, on all over the cup, like the McFlurry cup. It was on my hands, and I had to, like...
Did you even get to enjoy it?
And then put it down, and then my hands were still, like, partially sticky. Oh, I enjoyed it once I got home, but it just had to sit and time out in the timeout cup.
What a miserable experience.
Yeah, that's my one story. Hey, you actually have done something else that you forgot.
Yeah, so this weekend I did crack cocaine. No, I'm just kidding.
You did?
No.
Well, I thought we were into harder drugs.
Harder than crack cocaine?
Yeah.
What's harder than crack?
Heroin?
Sure, that's probably right.
Yeah, I think heroin is...
Harder than crack?
Yeah, because crack is just... cocaine.
Yeah, but it's
they're the same exact chemical compound.
But they're aren't they also injected? Heroin, you,
no. Crack, you smoke, and cocaine smoke you is crack, snort. Yeah. Yes.
Coke, you snort.
Because you get crack rocks that you...
Crack rocks that you...
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We know about drugs.
Yeah, I am a drug boy.
We are drug boys and boys, men. Drug boys and men.
Boys to men. We're drug boys to men. What does Maddie need now? I got my tattoo colored in.
Oh my goodness. Maddie just goes, a prison number just called me. I'm a little freaked out.
All right,
I gotta tell her I just told her who it was.
While you respond.
No, sorry. I already did.
No, while you do that, though.
Okay, while I'm doing it, sorry.
Yeah, while you do that, I did get my line work for my tattoo colored in. I don't even know if on the last episode I had my line work done, but I got more of my sleeve done. So if you're watching the video podcast, you can see on my arm, I have the bandage still, and I have... a lot of color done. It's very colorful. It hurt horribly. It was very painful, actually, this time. Very painful. And it was...
Whoa, really?
About 6 hours, roughly. 5-6 hours.
6 hours and it was painful?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it didn't start really hurting until, 4 hours in. That's when I was like, okay, this is starting to get a little unbearable, to be honest.
Is that what you told Juan?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He said, nah, dude, it's fine. We're almost done.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I said, how often do you tell that to people and you just lie right to their face? And he said, all the time.
Yeah, it's so good, bro.
Yeah, so this is done.
It's done.
No, but this part is done.
That what do you done. Have left?
Well, I gotta connect these two pieces together. These are gonna have like a fade in together. And then on the back of my forearm.
Are you just covering up that one?
This?
Yeah.
No. It's probably going to go around it.
Okay.
And then on the back of my arm, of my bicep and tricep right here, the back. What is this called? What's this section of my arm called? The back of my...
Still your bicep.
Back. Well, not this, though.
No, that's your bicep and your tricep.
Right, but like, what? This has got to have a name on this backside of
it. Yeah, that's your arm.
So
yeah, I would say that is
my
your
arm.
Yeah.
My back of this arm right here, this part of my arm right here. I gotta get work.
Pre-pit. That's what I like to call it.
That's pre-pit. Yeah, that's pre-pit.
That's pretty.
So it's gonna be like here into here.
Post elbow pre-pit.
And then I'll be done. And then this whole sleeve will be done, and it'll be...
So did he show you the work, the layout for it? Did he show you more of it, or does he just show you the piece?
Oh, he's literally just doing it as it comes.
Oh, okay.
And as I look at the design, and I say whether I want it or not.
Have you DeVito'd anything yet?
DeVito'd? Danny DeVito?
Have you... Yeah.
Have you
Don-vetoed anything yet?
No.
Really? You just said run it?
I just say, yeah, that looks good. Yeah, that looks good.
Can I see it?
Yeah. Can't really see it in this light, though.
Who that?
He's a character from a comic, Damn Rewards. This is all gonna be like based off of this comic.
So it's Montclair is above him.
Yeah, Montclair.
And,
yeah.
And then you got Devil Man right below him.
Isn't that from an anime?
I don't know where Montclair's from. It just popped into my head.
Devil Man is definitely from
Devil Man is an anime. Yeah. Yes.
Montclair.
Yeah, Montclair.
Yeah, so I
wait, I remember his name. He's from he's a mage. Yes. That's his race.
Yes. How do you know this?
Like,
how can you do this?
This is just like the birthdays all over again. It'll come back to me if I really think about it. God, what the fuck is his name?
His race is a mage. He
killed all of the other mages.
Yeah.
He's at war with a god that he doesn't even know exists or not.
Yeah, he hates God.
He hates God. He wants to be God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right there. Like, it's flashing in front of my face, but I can't see it. Like, it's too blurry.
Do you want a hint?
Well,
if I give you a letter.
This is just Loldal. We're playing Loldal.
Yeah,
right
this is, you love it. Loldal. It's like Wordle, but Loldal.
But Loldal. Oh my god, I'd know his stupid ass name.
W.
Montclair, I already said. That's like a Worcester Churster or something like that, right?
That's close.
Was it actually close?
No.
Why did you say it so sincerely? What? you went, oh, that close.
Whoa.
No. Stop. Anyway, keep talking about your tattoo while I ponder.
I don't have anything else to say about it. That's just what it is.
What colors did you add?
This was all its own color.
Is that all blood? Like from your actual arm, or did he add red?
No, there's red in there.
Oh, it's there's not, red. It's not just bleeding.
Red, orange, blue, yellow, like a teal, pink. There's some pink in there. It's a lot of colors, bro. It's hard to say.
Yeah. I can't see any colors, so we're good. I can see some.
In this light, you can't really see it. Look, it looks weird when I do that, doesn't it?
It does actually look gross. It's like crinkly.
It's because of my like skin with the bandage. It looks all crinkly. I don't know how to explain it, except it looks fake. It looks like it's like it fake does. Skin.
It looks like you have plastic skin right
yeah,
now.
It looks like I'm burned.
It does. It does look like a sunburn.
Yeah, doesn't it? Like
it looks like, you know, when people the really old people that just sit in the sun for their whole life? Yeah. That's what the skin looks like. This? Yes. That's exactly what it looks like.
That's disgusting. No offense. Yeah, so no.
Was it like Warby Torby? What's the guy's name? Just say it. Worcester Jister. Wilhelm Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
How'd you get that?
I don't know. Yeah, because you went Will. I said, oh yeah, Wilhelm Ryan.
How did you know that it's Wilhelm Ryan?
I don't know.
That's like such an unconventional name.
I remembered it. You didn't. Not really, though. You helped me way too much.
I gave you a quarter of it.
You said Will.
Yeah, there's a whole other four sections of it.
Wilhelm Ryan?
Yes. Wilhelm Ryan. That's three other sections that you had to get.
Syllables.
Yeah. But syllable sections.
Syllable sections.
Everyone knows that. Words are broken into sections based off of
sectionals.
Sectionals?
Yeah, couch pieces. They're sectionals of words.
I guess the only other story really that I have, and we can wrap this up, is
I have a topper whatever we do.
A topper whatever?
Yeah, okay. Topper whatever.
And that could be a good way to end. But my I was put on, I don't know when we record last, if I was on, if I told you that I was on a new medication.
Oh, you didn't tell me this.
I got put on a new medication, Wellbutrin.
I think my mom is on that.
So it didn't work good for me.
You hated it?
I was.
You were down bad?
I was down worse than when I was off of it, and I was really irritable.
I don't remember if my mom just switched off of it or not.
Different people have different effects, but for me, it wasn't
good. I'd have to ask
her. Yeah. So I asked to, like I told them that I wasn't working, and I asked if I could, you know, if there's anything else we can try, or should I just start, like, looking at something else. And so my doctor actually just prescribed me Zoloft.
Whoa, I used to take Zoloft.
Yeah.
But I haven't. Since we first started Menards is the last time I took it.
Yeah, I remember you saying something about that. Yeah. So
it actually did help.
And that Becca's actually on that. So ooh, I was like, oh, surprise.
Cuties.
And I was told basically that if this doesn't help,
it's heroin.
Then if this doesn't help, then my doctor doesn't want me to try anything else in terms of medication without, like, going to get evaluated. Oh. Because, just because, like, she said something about how it can damage the chemoreceptors in your brain to
that's
constantly
poopy.
Be switching, like, medications without.
Yes.
And she's actually, like, worried about, like, she wants to try and figure out the situation and try to, like, help it. Not,
good for her.
Not just throw medicines at it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I was like, okay, well, we'll see. And so far as, I mean, it's only been a couple days, but it feels pretty good.
I think you got to give it like a week, I think. Isn't that what
they
said?
It's like a
month. Oh, you got to take a month before you start feeling different?
Yeah, but it's so far though, like just like in terms of like comparison, like I feel better than when I was on Wellbutrin.
my mom, if this is the same one, like if she is taking Wellbutrin, she just got off of it because she... it made it feel like she didn't feel anything. So, like, her highs and lows were, like, dulled. It was like she didn't have really high highs, like really super happy, and she never had really low lows. So she never got really super sad.
Yeah, I could say the same thing. I would say that I would get irritable. But there, like, it was like that was the part that frustrated me the most. But also, I did have a couple like lower lows. But yeah. But like it wouldn't last long. But it would be there. And then right. What would happen is I would get frustrated with me being irritable. And then that was what would make me low.
Yes.
So.
And then you went to the gym and felt better.
Yeah.
Physical exercise is one of the best medicines. Magical.
Uh-huh.
And it's really the only thing that works for me too. So like,
and that's actually what's the best is like, so, and that's why I always say like nothing is like a one fix cure all. And I don't ever expect that to be the case for anything.
Right,
you have to do multiple things, you know? So I also like after Alan, it's funny that Alan said something in the chat today. One of our buddies posted in our group chat and talked about how he wants to start being better with his like health.
Yeah. But he was, insane with it.
Right.
For a moment in time.
He was.
A long moment in time. Like a year or something.
But
like
he
that.
Wants it longer, I think.
Yeah. But it was for a long time.
But he's mad because he's apparently letting himself go a little bit. Like he wants to
I
be
bet
a
you he
better.
Looks great.
Oh.
I bet you he looks better than us.
Probably.
Yeah.
But that's why he said he's not trying to go as hard as he was into it. He's just trying to be better, which I need to be better. I just eat too much. I was doing good there for like 3 months. I wasn't eating like anything like ridiculously processed or horrible. And then I just started eating cookies all the time. Again.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to like be better at that. So it's funny that he said that because I know that that doesn't make me feel good. Like I feel good in the moment and then I stop feeling good. So it's like,
what do you mean stop feeling good?
Like mentally and physically, like if I eat like garbage.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I need to be back on that. But other than that, that's all that's been going on.
We should just all go on the chicken and rice diet.
It's so bad for you to only eat chicken and rice.
Well, we'll throw in vegetables. We won't skimp on anything.
Okay.
We'll do broccoli, chicken, and rice.
All right.
Does that work for you?
Yeah. I'm sure that won't affect anybody's mental health, only being able to eat chicken and rice every day and broccoli.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. I don't think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because for you, it wouldn't matter.
It's just sustenance that I need to survive. I eat it because it makes me feel good. Which I'm surprised I'm not super overweight because eating food does make me feel good.
Oh, dude, I love eating food.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that wild?
I love eating food. But I also love eating food. I actually made a pork belly the other day. And I you know, sous vide it. And then I...
You're still on the sous vide,
yep,
Ryan.
And then I... and then I... I broiled the pieces like in strips. It's almost like thick cuts of bacon.
Yeah, I saw your reel or your, what was it, Snapchat story?
Where did you
send it to me?
I think
you maybe just sent me a Snapchat.
I don't think I did.
Saw it.
Of my pork?
Yeah, it was like a strip this long and this thin. Like, I'm pretty sure you sent
it to me. Yeah, it was a bucket. I had leftovers.
Yes,
still.
you pulled it out of a bucket. That's right.
Yeah, pulled it out of a bucket.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's exactly accurate, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It was good. I made like these little sandwiches out of it that had like little like homemade pickles and
they looked good.
It was
oh,
really
you made like little sliders out of it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And they were really good. And then when I had leftovers, I just made a rice bowl with it. It was really good.
You remember when we went to get sliders at that one place downtown, and we ate like 8 of them.
Powers,
bro. I don't think you can say it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to edit this.
You're going to have to edit that. That's why. Is there a reason maybe I didn't say it?
I didn't think. You know what? Let's just dox ourselves. Fuck it.
Whoa. Don't do it.
What is it? What are people going to get out of it?
They're going to know.
That where we live in general approximation.
Come on. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. I guess it doesn't matter.
As long as they're not saying, we'll just, I live at 122 North River Street.
I live on 1234 Street. Come find me, bitch.
Now, if we say that, then there's probably a problem.
Yeah. I guess we can just drop little hints, and then people can actually figure it out if they really want to.
I mean, if we ever get famous enough where we have to worry about that, we probably won't be living in the exact same place that we
might.
If we got that famous where people were worried about that.
Yeah.
That famous, you'd live in the same spot.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Yes. To get that famous, you're probably at least moving like...
You know what we should do to get famous? We should become battle rappers.
What?
What did you say?
What did you say?
I said we should become battle rappers.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Because battle rapping seems pretty hype.
Is it right
But I'm
now?
Not very creative. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't think that you
I
could.
Can't do
you're
it.
You're not witty enough.
Because I was listening to some another podcast that I really like.
Are they called the Battle Rap Podcast?
No. They did. They had an episode where, or they had a string of episodes where they were using a swear jar, and like every time they swore, they had to pay. But then they decided that they wanted to do, they made beats that they would rap over, but they couldn't swear. Like, that was the gimmick. There was no swearing.
Okay.
And I thought it was really funny. And I was like, we could be battle rappers, but no, we're not as creative as they are.
What's considered a swear word?
Like, they made a list.
Okay, yeah, okay.
They made a giant list.
We should have a gimmicky episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, their whole thing is they read lists. It's called Podcast About List.
Right, but we're not going to be a list podcast because they already are one.
They're already a list
but
podcast. Yes,
we
yes.
could make like a gimmick where like every other week we have like a game or something that we do, like a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Like every other podcast. That'd be kind of cool.
A game or a challenge?
Yeah, like something different, you know? Something where you try to like win, like beat
each
other.
Do we have time
over.
For that?
Yeah.
Like on pod, we would play a game?
Not like an actual game.
Oh, okay. Like not rock,
no,
paper,
like,
scissors?
No. No, I mean like, all right, in this episode of the podcast, we have to like, you know, I have a challenge and like, here's like a thing that we have to try and do. Like tell a story that involves this or figure out how many, like, you know what I mean? Like, do like something to do with riddles. I don't know, like something weird.
A riddle podcast?
Not like, whoa. That's not like, but like, you know, have something that's like a gimmick. Like
we
that
could
we
brainstorm something.
You know what I mean? Like, like you said that they had to come up with like, they were trying to come up with like raps or like
yeah.
without swearing.
Went
like
to a Starbucks. I met a Karen, grabbed her coffee, said, "We are Sharon."
Is that one of the lines?
That was one. It was so funny. I don't know why it was so funny to me. She said, "Bitch, my name's actually Sharon."
That's a swear
I
word.
I know, he said a swear word.
They call him out on it?
Yeah, they did. They made him pay. You should listen to that podcast. It's actually very funny.
Hmm.
It might be two. It's three guys, and they talk over each other all the time. So you might hate it.
So my brain would just scream.
You might hate it. Well, I mean, before we do our last segment, I got one more thing.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, my grandma has passed away.
Oh.
And I feel like I've had the most deaths on this podcast. Because remember, I talked about Don McQueen. And now my grandma on my mom's side has just passed away. And my mom has no more living parents.
Sorry to hear that.
That's okay, man. It's okay. She was...
This is the one that you were saying was...
Yeah, she's been in hospice for like 2 years. And she's like, she was never able to go home or anything like that. So she's pretty much just been slowly dying. And it sucks that she's gone, but it's
in a way
better for her because she wanted to like always be free and like do things independently, but she never has gotten the chance to. She's just been locked in her room, like in a bed, can't walk, you know, anything like that.
It's not the way you want to be.
No. Know? Like, I remember her cutting her grass and then having a lawnmower fall on her because she would, like, she had a giant hill in her yard that had, like, a slope, but she would want to cut the slope with the lawnmower. And not once, not twice, but three separate times, she was cutting the grass and she fell off of it and the lawnmower fell on top of her just because she wanted to do it herself. So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was insane.
How'd she fall off?
She's just old, man.
You just fall off a thing?
I mean, it was a pretty nasty slope that she's trying to cut.
Well, was it possible to cut it?
It's possible to cut it, but I
not in the way she was.
She was at that point a little top heavy. If I
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's easier if somebody's lighter, but. Yeah, she would want to do stuff like that, but she never, for like 2 years, couldn't do it. So I'm glad that she's not suffering anymore.
Yeah, that's good then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good, but you know what I mean.
No, it's not good.
It's good that she's not suffering
anymore.
Yeah,
it's, yeah. It's good.
I let you keep having the most deaths on this podcast. No
thanks,
offense,
man.
But I thanks. Just, I really would like.
I mean, to you,
not
you'll,
have to
you'll never
about,
catch me.
I really don't. I really don't want to have to talk about any deaths on the podcast.
No, you're good, man.
I should prefer that.
But yeah, anyway,
this is episode of the podcast is going to be solo.
Betty Jean Wilson.
Scott is.
She's cool.
Is that your?
Yeah, that was my grandma.
Girl's full name.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's dead.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do? Get her?
What?
They can't.
I was just asking if that was her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go find her. I dare you.
I was just talking about how, like, a scenario where you died and it was just me on the podcast.
Whoa, that'd be crazy.
And I was like, oh, I hope I never have to talk about it. And then because of that, like, now I have to live my life, like, always remembering that you aren't here on the podcast.
If I died, would you keep the podcast going? A solo cast?
I'd solo.
What if that was my dying wish? Like,
I'd have to do
like,
it.
Like, let's
then.
Say we were getting gunned down.
I'd have to. And, like, you,
yeah.
Cody, I just need you to know nothing
just,
about your family.
Like,
nothing about
I'm
your family.
I'm laying on the ground and I reach up my arm and you grab it and, like, we both got blood everywhere and I go, I need you to keep going.
Wait, here you go.
Like this, and I go, I just need you to keep the podcast going.
Is that all you need? You don't want me to say anything to your wife and your child?
Just the podcast.
Just the podcast. Then, okay.
And then I die. What would you do? In that scenario. That specific scenario, would you? You'd quit. Don't lie. Don't lie on my dead corpse, man. What would you do?
I'd tell Maddie you're an asshole for making that your last wish.
Yeah, you would.
I'd get someone else to do the podcast.
Maddie'd go, he's such a fucking idiot.
You want me to do a solo cast? So is that what
you don't have to
was?
Do a solo cast.
I just have to keep the podcast going.
Yeah.
Who am I going to get?
Who would be your replacement here? Juan?
Bring him back.
Yeah, bring him back.
He doesn't have enough time. He's always busy, too.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
It's hard enough for us to get in here.
I know, right?
Bring him in, and he has five kids and a fucking...
It's true. Just bring the posse with him.
They're all just running around on the podcast. He was truly the definition of a washed-up gamer dad, though.
Yes, he is.
To be fair. We need to get him in on an
episode. He fits the part.
We need to get him in on it.
Yes, we do. Yeah, but we have to get another mic.
And he's gonna.
You gotta get one mic. He's just like.
Yeah. He'll tattoo me while we're doing it.
Whoa, we could.
Go to his shop and do
a
podcast.
Do a remote one. Yeah. That would be cool.
That'd be so funny.
That would be very funny.
Oh my god!
What would we talk about for 6 hours though?
It'd make it really easy for me to, like, sit through the
You'd
tattoo
be distracted
though, because I'd be distracted.
Yeah. You got any final moments before we do our
before I die?
Before you die? What would you tell me?
I'd say
if we were getting shot up.
I'd say
go on.
You're not actually that good at League.
Whoa.
And then I would just die.
Damn. And then I just have to hold that. My whole life.
Yes, I am. You're just play ranked until you get into Grandmaster.
Becca,
and then...
I'm sorry. He told me I wasn't good at League.
He's punching the shit out of my corpse.
Oh, God.
Fuck you. I'm better than
you.
You
say? Perfect.
All right. Okay. What's your tops?
Okay. Top four favorite seasons.
That's Weather. All of them.
Huh?
That's all of them.
Yeah. Rank them in order. That's what I'm telling you to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you first then. What's your number four?
My number four, summer. Because I hate being warm. I hate being too warm. I can't think. I can't function. I get mad.
This is a hard one because
I hate summer.
I don't hate any of the seasons.
Come at me, bro. I live in Michigan. I hate summer. That's what it is.
I don't hate any of the seasons. That's the only problem.
I actually hate summer. Hate it.
Okay, number four.
Come on now.
I would say number four would have to be...
Is this hard for you?
Winter.
Really?
But I love winter. So for me...
So you're going to be that guy for this?
Because you're asking me to do something that... Okay, but I'll say this. Ugh. I'll give you the reasons why not, like why it's number four, but yeah, also...
Give me why it's the bottom of your list.
The reason why it's the bottom of my list is because sometimes like it just gets so fucking cold that it's like unbearable amounts of cold.
That's how I feel about summer.
No matter... And I can feel that way about summer too. But like the thing is like... I could just sit inside somewhere air conditioned in summer and be okay.
I mean, you can sit inside somewhere during winter and the heat and be okay.
Yeah, but then what will happen is, like, then it'll snow and then I'll be ice and snowed in.
True.
And so now I'm stuck in, like, the McDonald's in a snowstorm.
Yes.
Because that's, and that's another reason is, like, I hate driving in winter.
And you don't want to eat a McFlurry during the winter.
I hate, either. Oh, I would love to eat a McFlurry during the winter. Okay. But I would hate driving in, I hate driving in the winter. Like,
I also, yeah.
When I, especially, like, when I had to go, when I worked, like, an hour away and the weather would be that terrible. So I'd have to get up an hour earlier than the hour early that I had to get up.
Yeah.
Horrible. So that's why I'd say winter would be, even though I love winter for what it is, I would rather winter be 3 months.
Yeah, it's too long here.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's pretty cool here.
Yeah, I do like it though. Yeah, so probably winter.
Okay, my number three?
Yeah.
Winter. Because I also do enjoy winter because I like the winter activities that you do. But driving the mail truck in the snow is an absolute disaster.
I hate it.
So yeah. That is what I... But otherwise, winter's pretty sick nasty. So my bottom two are the two extreme
seasons. In your route...
Too hot and too cold.
In your route, you get to stay mostly in your truck, right?
Yeah, and that's the worst part. Because the truck doesn't drive in the winter. Because...
Yeah.
It's not four-wheel drive, it's rear-wheel drive.
You're joking.
I'm not kidding. It doesn't have a lot of horsepower, and the width of the tires is smaller than normal tires.
That's horrible.
So basically, it's just the worst piece of shit on the road.
And it's not even a truck.
And it's so light. Like, it's not as heavy, because the frame is made of aluminum.
So that way, when you're carrying packages, it's not too heavy?
When we carry packages, it is... Like, it'll drive better.
Right, it gets heavier, but I'm saying they make it purposely light, so that way when you have a lot of packages, you're not hauling around a 5,000-ton fucking...
Yeah, but the thing is, if I'm not hauling around a lot of packages, then it just doesn't drive in the snow, because it's not heavy enough to do anything.
So then what do you do, especially when you're out on those country routes?
I've gotten stuck in the middle of the road.
And then what
do you
do?
Not like in a ditch, or like by a mailbox, dead center.
So
in the middle
do?
Of the road, it wouldn't go because my truck wasn't heavy enough. I just cry. Just cry. You wait for a tow truck to push you, or you wait for somebody. No, you don't do that. I can't say that. I've never done that. I've never done that. You wait for a tow truck that you call from the office.
Yeah.
And you just sit there. Yeah, and I'm out in like farmland too, so like snow banks and snow drifts get huge. So like there's some roads I can't even go down. It's impossible.
No matter rain, wind, sun, shine.
Then we got you with the mail. And
is that how it goes? Is that you don't even know what the actual thing is either?
No, who fucking cares?
That's just the way.
No,
we got
suck.
You with the mail.
That's we got you with the mail, baby. What's up, baby? We got you with your mail. What's your number three?
Summer.
Yes.
Just because it can get so
hot.
Fucking hot sometimes. And like if you're outside, like if you have to be outside, it's a miserable. And then if you're inside and your AC's not like going or working, or you don't like turn on soon enough, or you leave the house, so anything, it's so hot.
Yeah.
But I do love like when it is a nice summer out and you're able to go outside and do whatever you want to do.
Summer nights are great.
Summer nights are amazing.
Yeah.
Like all of that. I love summer, but there are some problems when it's hot.
Dude.
I could never live somewhere down south because
I'd
get so mad.
Yes.
I'd be inside 24/7.
I think that's why I hate summer, because it makes me mad when I'm too hot. Yeah. Like, I don't get mad if I'm too cold, but I'll get irritated when I'm too hot.
No, I just get cold when I'm
too
cold.
Yeah, I just get
when I'm mad, where when I'm hot, I get hot. I get mad.
Like, I get mad, and I'm hot.
Okay. Number two?
My number two, spring. And then that would make my number one fall.
Okay.
So they're just, and it's basically just I'm basing everything off of temperature.
That's because, pretty stupid.
Because activities and stuff like that, I don't really do anything, and I don't really like to do anything because I'm very lame.
You better when you have a kid. That's a,
well, yeah, I mean, we're going to do stuff.
That's what differentiates you.
Well, my sucks. Maybe my list will change when he gets older, but as of right now, spring and fall are nice weather. I can wear a hoodie, and I don't get too hot, and I don't get too cold.
So my number two is spring,
yeah,
which means my number one is fall.
We're
as well.
Basic.
So
we like drinking pumpkin spice lattes.
No,
carving pumpkins. Yeah, and playing in leaves and
yeah. But like, so it's because of like temperature is one thing, but I don't think that it gets. It's like it's not like it's necessarily warmer or colder between those two seasons.
It's not. Yeah,
but. Spring is usually like
too rainy.
It and even though it does get rainy here in Michigan as well, it's like it in fall. I mean, it's kind of like with spring, you're just coming into like the weather, and so like it's coming off of it being cold. Where this is like your last vestiges of like enjoying before it gets too cold.
You're right.
And like you're able to get like all of the holidays that like you get to eat food happening like around this time, and you get to like the leaves like change color and it's beautiful and it's gorgeous, and like it's like that perfect amount of cool instead of like a cold like coming like trying to get warmer.
Yeah,
it's like you're just holding on to that warmth, right?
It's true.
And it's like it's just perfect in fall, whereas like spring it's like it's nice going into it, you know. And maybe that'll change once I start up my garden in the spring and I'm like, oh yeah, this is when I get to do most of my like major gardening stuff, yeah. And everything like that.
But I think I know what the difference is why we like fall more than spring. Because spring starts shitty but gets good, and fall starts good but then gets shitty.
Yeah.
So like with fall, you kind of blur the line when winter begins.
Yeah.
So like you just feel like, oh yeah, fall is just great the whole time.
Right. That's yeah. True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where for spring, you're like,
oh, it's still snowy still.
Yeah,
kinda.
Where's this isn't spring, and yeah. Then all of a sudden you're like,
it's
oh,
like,
finally.
It's
this is
like
nice.
20 degrees, and it's like, first day of spring, everybody.
And you're like, cool.
And you're like, ah, oh, awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was an easy,
that was a clean one.
Why'd you say it like that?
Snap.
Only four things that we could choose, but, you know.
Kind of mid.
Yeah, kind of mid.
List.
A kind of mid list.
Yeah, kind of mid.
Oh, they're pretty much the same.
What was the same?
Our list almost.
What do you mean?
Our list are almost exactly the same. What do you mean? What do I mean?
You think most people's lists are like that?
No, there's a lot of people that really love summer.
Summer is number one, yeah.
Yeah. And there, I bet
yeah,
you there's
those
some people that
are
have
weird.
Winter that's number one. I just, mine is
those
like,
people are weirder.
Instead of going for the extremes, you go for the,
yeah.
I like the mids.
I like the mids.
Yeah.
I like to keep it mid, baby.
All right, I'm done with you.
Okay.
That's a good, returning episode to the podcast.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Form of
a sock.
A piece of shit.
Oh shit.
Here I am.
Shape I'm of here. Shape of a toilet. I got you.
You always got my back, bro.
I got you.
Yeah. What are you about to do? Go home and go to sleep?
I hope so. Depends on yeah, it depends.
Depends on the babu.
The Bobby.
All right.
The
well,
the Bobby, that goober.
I was going to light some wood on fire, but I think it might be too late now.
You got time. What time you got to work tomorrow?
8:09.
8:09?
8:09. 908?
908. That's
all I got.
I work at 8.
All right, bro.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining me yet again.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you were able to make it in.
Yeah, me too. This is nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Every time we do it, we're like, yeah, this is good.
And then we like get caught up and can never do it again.
No, we'll get consistent, everybody. Just hold on.
Yeah, okay? we're in like the worst times for us to get consistent.
Yes.
But
it's too busy.
Yeah.
But it's actually way too busy.
We'll keep making it work the best that we can.
And we'll keep making excuses all the way through.
Yeah, exactly. So at least you know we're good for one thing.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for listening to us.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, you're the best. And bye.
Kiss, kiss, bye.